The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Talk Live, 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. Here on the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark.
And Daryl.
You can go to archives.freetalklive.com and get free downloads of Free Talk Live going back for many years. Most talk show hosts, they charge you for back episodes. They charge you for new ones if it's a podcast. Well, Free Talk Live, we give away our streams, our podcasts, and our archives completely free. Archives.freetalklive.com to go get them. Let's go to Lewis calling in from Keene. Lewis, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hi. Well, sometimes you do win when you get an unjustified ticket.
Tell me about it.
I used to live in New York City in the borough of Queens in a neighborhood called Whitestone. And this was in the mid-1990s. And we used to have armed sanitation police.
Oh, really?
That would go up and down the streets. And literally, we had one of these sanitation policemen was notorious. He was terrorizing everybody. He would write tickets with absolutely no cause, and basically a ticket, by the time they were done surcharging, it would run you between $200 and $500.
So is this like for putting the wrong thing out in the garbage?
No, this was actually for claiming that there was litter on your sidewalk.
Okay.
So, yeah, you literally had store owners that had to pay somebody to sit out on the sidewalk and just sweep, because otherwise he would pelt you with tickets. And, of course, it was always your word against his.
Yeah.
So one day, I used to work at night driving a cab, and I was drinking my coffee, getting ready to go out to go to work, and I hear my mailbox open and close. And I open the door, and there's this sanitation cop standing there. And I said, "What are you doing?" He says, "I'm leaving a ticket in your mailbox. You had a candy wrapper on your sidewalk." I said, "You know, you're supposed to give me fair warning to clean it up. And then, if you come back and it's here, you're supposed to write a ticket. You gave me no warning." And he said, basically, "Tough."
Yeah.
Yes. And walked away. So I took the ticket and I mailed it in and I said exactly what happened. And because you had to respond by mail. And I didn't hear anything for about 8-9 months. And then one morning, there was a knock at my door, and there were two officers from Internal Affairs at the door. And they said, "Look, we understand from the judge that you made a complaint that this officer made a false accusation about the candy wrapper. Can you prove it?" I said, "Okay." Well, actually, I did, because I said to the Internal Affairs, "I can prove it right now." I said, "How did you get me to answer the door?" And the guy says, the officer says, "I knocked on your door with the door knocker." I said, "Right. If you read the officer's ticket carefully, it says he rang the doorbell and I ignored it, so he left the ticket in the mailbox."
Awesome.
I said, "Where's the doorbell?"
There you go, Lewis. That is a great call. Thank you so much. Yeah, you got to read these things. The fact is, if you take it to trial, oftentimes you will have an opportunity to win.
Yeah. And if nothing else, that just proves the reasonable doubt. You know, doesn't prove that there wasn't, you know, some sort of litter on the sidewalk. Just gives reasonable doubt that the cop lied on the ticket.
Awesome. I love that punchline. Grumpy, calling in from Arizona. Grumpy, you're on Free Talk Live.
Had a blatantly racialist caller on. happens.
And let's go to Phil, calling in from Indiana. Phil, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, I was calling. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I was calling. I was just turning my car on and really didn't catch the show too much, but I was driving down Indiana to meet a friend that had bought a expensive go-kart, like a $2,000 go-kart for me, and he was going to pay me the remainder of the money. Well, he got a flat tire. He called me, so I'm searching for a tire for him up and down the interstate. I'm supposed to meet him in Indianapolis. I get down all the way to Dearborn County. A state trooper pulls me over, says, you're following the semi too closely. Why were you doing that? And I thought about it, and I said, well, I didn't follow the semi too closely, but I didn't think too much about it because it was raining. I was doing 65. So he said, you got your license and registration. I pulled that out, and I was in the process of pulling out my insurance. And before I had a chance to pull out my insurance, he asked me if I could step out of the car and get into his car, and I didn't think anything of it. So I did so. Before I got into his car, he patted me down, asked me if I had any weapons, anything like that. I said, no, of course not.
It's all getting very strange here. Okay.
Yes. Apparently, he patted me down. I wondered why he got in my car, or why he made me get out of my car. I thought because maybe it was raining. And so I didn't think anything of it. And he said, do you have any, after he searched me and put me in, it's in this front seat. And that was from searching me after he searched me from putting me in his car. He comes back and says, do you mind if I search your car? Will you give me consent to search your car? I said, well, if it'll make the process faster, absolutely.
Right.
Uh-oh.
So usually that's not the case.
yeah, that's not the case. And, you know, I will never in my life give consent to search anything of my vehicle because, I mean, I don't smoke pot, don't do drugs, any of that stuff. So this guy, I sign a form. Next thing I know, there's 20 cars there. They take my car. I have a nice vehicle. It's about a $14,000 car. And they just tore it apart. Didn't find anything in it. A guy comes over, says, I'm DEA. We know that you're trafficking drugs. I said, listen, man, you can look at my phone. You can do whatever you need to do. I said, I'm supposed to meet my friend. He's got a flat tire. He said he's at this exit. And they said, well, just tell us where your stash is at. I said, I just gave you consent to search my vehicle. What do you want me to tell you? So anyway, he got to the point to where he was threatening me, telling me, well, we know you're transporting drugs. And I said, listen, if you're going to start threatening me, then I may as well just shut up. You can take me to jail or you can let me go right now. I said, there's nothing in my car. I said, if it's a speeding ticket, write me a speeding ticket and let me go. So the state cop that pulled me over gestured without a voice to the other cop and pointed to his front seat. And there was a baggie sitting in his front seat of his vehicle, right in the middle of the vehicle, not in the crack or anything. I said, well, if you're suggesting that that's mine, I said, you know damn well that you just put that there. He had went to his trunk.
Mm.
And I said, is that what you're charging me with? He said, yeah, you're effing going to jail. They did that so they could take my vehicle, so they could impound my vehicle because they thought that I was smuggling drugs. Took my car, tore apart even more. I was in jail for almost 72 hours before they let me out of jail. Told me they were taking me to jail for possession of cocaine. I said, isn't there a way you guys can run fingerprints? I said, you guys got cameras in your car. Can't you tell that I was sitting right there and that I hadn't moved my hands or anything? And I'm still going through the process right now. I got an attorney. They finally.
Why do you think they targeted you, Phil?
I have no idea.
All those people they could have gotten.
What happened? I think is the friend that I sold the goat cart to was probably involved in shady stuff, and I'm a nobody. So maybe he was trying to set me up, trying to act like he's helping these cops. and just acted like he was going to, like I was going to bring drugs.
Bizarre
that I
story.
Had drugs or
Thank
something
you.
On me, yeah.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Phil. Appreciate it. You got to watch out. 855-450-3733. Never give consent for a search.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Wake up and smell the freedom. One of the easiest things you can do to help Liberty is to torrent Freedom Fiends episodes to help keep them drone-proof. You can set up your home computer to download and share Freedom Fiends archives over BitTorrent. You can even set up scheduling so it only shares while you're asleep or at work. Put your unused computing power to work and help keep the Freedom Fiends around well into the future. Simply go to freedomfiends.com and click on the Torrent Club link and learn how to torrent and share Freedom Fiends archives.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Whoa! This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dry foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now is the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. 404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The giant factory authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long term storage.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Toll-free lines brought to you by ProXPN. Live Saturday edition. It's Mark with you.
And Daryl.
855-450-free, or you can call us LRN.FM on Skype. That's our username, LRN.FM. You've probably heard a lot about Bitcoin on the news, and you really don't, you know, maybe you know something about it, maybe you don't, but it's really been kind of difficult for people to get them. A lot of folks think you have to do some kind of shady backroom deal, you know, go into an alley someplace to buy them. That's not how you buy Bitcoins. You go to expresscoin.com. They make it simple for you. They're the best choice for buying Bitcoins and a variety of other cryptocurrencies, Dogecoin, Litecoin, Blackcoin, Darkcoin. They make it fast, easy. It's completely legal. They're a licensed money services business, inexpensive. They've got the lowest fees I've been able to find. They pride themselves in their customer service, and their customer service is great. It's expresscoin.com. Get your cryptocurrencies. You can use a money order, check, wire transfer, or you can make a deposit at a credit union that has shared branching right in your town. Within a business day, you'll have your Bitcoins. I think that's among the fastest way to get Bitcoins on the planet. To start off, expresscoin.com. You can even do it from your smartphone by downloading the app, expresscoin.com. Yes, you can do it in Canada. And if you use coupon code FTL, you can get $40 or under of Bitcoin or whatever cryptocurrency you want for no fee. It's coupon code FTL at expresscoin.com. Well, we've got lots of calls coming in. Daryl, you ready?
Yes, I am.
Let's go to Greg, calling in from Mobile. Greg, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Well, I was just going to make a comment on this Homeland Security professor's article. I haven't seen it, but just from what you said, he's talking to people in a common sense way. You get stopped by a cop. A cop is under a lot of pressure. You don't know what kind of call he's on. He has to assume that anybody he stops might be aggressive towards him or her, et cetera. And they're not all perfect, naturally. But it's the old analogy. If you're in a crosswalk and the light says walk and you see a truck coming that's going to run the light, do you go ahead and walk because you have the right of way and you can, or do you wait for the truck to pass?
I agree with you completely, Greg. This is good advice in dealing with somebody who's unstable and is on a power trip, and is potentially violent and dangerous. I agree with you. That's good advice. I think that it is sad that in this country, we feel we have to deal with police officers that wield that kind of power. When we have the ability to put them on the record, you know, they're public servants. They should be on the public record. We should have audio and video of what they're doing at all times. They work for us. That's the story anyway. And so, yeah, that way I can know the next time somebody gets shot, I don't have to guess. I don't have to wonder what happened.
When I grew up, we were taught to respect the police and we could trust them. And we could. And then in the social experimentation of the 60s, people start getting pushy and saying, I've got these rights. Well, we all knew we had the rights, but very seldom did cops ever violate your rights. The only people they were aggressive with were criminals, which was pretty obvious. And they walked the beat or they drove a certain area and people knew who the cops were. Things changed. People got aggressive. Groups got aggressive towards the police. They started their protests, the Black Panthers, the Weathermen, et cetera, et cetera. And it got to the point, the policemen, they didn't know who they could trust.
Well, let me ask you this, though, Greg. I mean, the disparity in black to white incarceration isn't something that started in the 60s. It was going on much earlier than that. Now, I would ask you, I'm just going to go on a limb here. I'm going to guess you're a white guy.
Yeah.
I was raised the same way you were raised. Use your Sunday manners when dealing with a police officer. But I kind of wondered to myself, is this the way I would treat an employee, which is what these folks are supposed to be? And second, is this the way they treat me? I've never claimed they've treated me badly. Tonight on the show, I've been very clear. I've always been treated well. It's what I'm wondering is what's it like to be treated like I'm not white? Or I don't claim a color, but, you know, I can understand why somebody might imagine I'm white.
Let's off the black and white issue and say, what is it like to be treated like I'm a criminal? Well, what do you act like? Do you act like a criminal or do you act like a law-abiding citizen?
Do you think criminals Let me. Do you think that criminals are
criminality isn't restricted to black people?
Nope, I would agree with you completely. Do you think that criminals are mean with the cops?
But the cop has to now in this day and time. The cop has to say, no matter who I stop, they could be aggressive towards me. They could be a criminal that had just committed a crime I don't know about. No matter what color they are.
Everybody has probably just committed a crime that you don't know about. There are so many laws that it's impossible to go through a day without committing a crime.
I'm not talking about a paper crime. I'm talking about a crime you don't know. You don't even know if you're stopped why the policeman stopped you. Maybe he's on a call or looking for a suspect, and you might look like that suspect or have a similar appearance as who he's looking for.
Cops commit crimes in uniform all the time. Should I treat a cop like he's going to be committing a crime against me? Why do they get to disarm me?
I don't think that would be smart because...
No, it wouldn't. You wouldn't treat them like a regular human being. That's the only point I'm trying to make here.
Well, I mean, they're going to, once they see if you're polite and you follow the rules and you don't look suspicious to them, I've dealt with policemen before.
Me too.
They're very adaptable to saying, okay, this isn't the guy we're looking for.
I've been suspect because I was walking along the side of the road one night.
Well, yeah, what are you doing out there?
I'm walking to a friend's house.
Okay. That's fine. But, you know, there's a lot of people walking out there that, hey, why are they there? Maybe you weren't new to the area or you were new to the area. They haven't ever seen you before.
Lived there my whole life. These are big city cops. They've never seen me anyway. I'm just saying, Greg, these people, oftentimes they act like they're superhuman because they're treated like they're superhuman. They've got extra rights that you and I don't have.
It's few and far between, though. You talk like this happens every day to every person they stop. And it
nope, I would not claim that at all. Nope, I would not claim that at all. I'd say your chances go up if you're young, poorly dressed, male, and not white.
Hey, there's a lot of drug dealers that are dressed very well driving a nice car.
What do you mean by dressed well and driving a nice car? Most of the drug dealers I've seen, the nice car, it might be an expensive car, but it's not what I would call nice. They might as well write drug dealer on the side. I appreciate the call, though, Craig. Thank you.
That's true.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can give us a call and talk about whatever is on your mind. The number is 855-450-3733, brought to you by ProXPN. It's Mark with you.
And Daryl.
Live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. Give us a call. You can do it on Skype. The username is lrn.fm. Let me tell you about modup.net. Studies show that 1 in 5 students using this cognitive enhancer offering multiple benefits, including a double-digit increase in short-term memory, fighting off fatigue, greater focus overall so that you can get things done. Businessmen around the world continue to talk about how modafinil from modup.net is making a difference in their work and giving them the critical edge that they need. So if you need some focus and you're feeling fatigued and trying to get that extra edge where it counts, modup.net. They provide the only the highest premium modafinil with the highest potency so that you can enjoy significant results. That's why they're the number one sponsor of Reddit's third party nootropic testing project. Free Talk Live is an international radio program, and modup.net ships worldwide. It's your responsibility to know if local prescription requirements and laws apply. Modup.net is a supporter of the Bitcoin community. You can order from modup.net with Bitcoin and get a 33% discount. To make the deal even sweeter, use code FTL, and you'll get 10 free tablets with your order. So use coupon code FTL, modup.net. Look into it for yourself, but I'm sure you'll find out that modup.net offers world-class service at a great price. It's modup.net, coupon code FTL for those 10 free tablets. Let's go to Gene, calling in from Mobile. That's your hometown, isn't it?
No, I'm from Birmingham originally.
Oh, I see. Gene, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, how are you?
All's well.
I was just I was just listening to your discussion. I had an incident a few years ago. I'm a truck driver by trade, and this drove past.
Thank you for your service.
The thing is, oh, well, thank you so much, sir. But I was in Butte County, Georgia, around Jackson, if you don't know where that is on the map, below Atlanta. And I had a little problem with my card reader when I was fueling at the Lowe's over there. And, boy, this anyway, I did that to go in and out the store. And I didn't want to go back in to use the restroom. So I found this real skinny pole to relieve myself behind. Well, and I kind of saw a camouflage car in the little bar next door, bar and grill next door. And I said, oh, that's not a cop car. That's not. But it was. I mean, I end up right in midstream, and the guy comes running up and down, you know. Didn't even get a chance to zip my pants back up hardly. And but anyway, he starts charging. What are you doing? What are you doing? Hey, what are you doing? And I'm not saying, oh, I'm sorry, sir. I guess I was bad. Yeah, that was bad. Just saying, what are you doing? He kept yelling at me, asking the question like, you know, I'm obviously urinating. You know, what am I supposed to be saying? And I wanted all this explanation for urination, and then he and I went silent because he said, "Oh, you need your driver's license." And I'm reaching back to fill my driver's license. What are you doing? What are you doing? So I'm handing my driver's license with a smirk on my face. Oh, you don't want to answer me? Put your hands behind your back. I mean, I'm being silent, and he wants to. He arrested me, towed my truck out of.
Oh God!
You know, called his buddy wrecker service. Towed my truck out of the fuel island. I had to pay my company back $740. Sat me in jail overnight, 24 hours, for urinating on the ground.
Wow.
And he put me in the back. I mean, me, a white guy, and another, we were like an upside-down Oreo. I was the black guy and the black guy and then the other white guy.
Sandwiched in there.
We would have made an Oreo if the white guy was in the center. But, I mean, the thing is, we were all, here's my fat butt sitting in the back, you know, screaming, no, don't shut me in there, please. You know, I'm sucking on the on the window. They put all three of us back. And one guy was just, I think he was just drunk. Other guy, I don't know what. But we were all three in a holding cell all night. No cell, no mattress, no nothing. With lights bright on the whole night.
And, did they let you go with nothing?
They let me go. The magistrate heard it the next day. And I said, isn't that kind of harsh for, I mean, peeing on the ground? Oh, yeah, you were the one. Yeah. Yeah, peeing on the ground. On grass. On a knoll. On the grassy knoll. And, I mean, Jesus. And I know I have a smart mouth, so I was just quiet. So I said, oh, well, Mr. Olivia, what do you want to do? You want to just let this go with this? I said, yes, I would just like to wash this out and be done with it. They would not give me a ride to anywhere. I had to walk to a motel. I missed the load that day. It was a Friday. I couldn't deliver till the following Monday.
And you had to pay him back $700.
And I had to pay my company back $740.
Crazy story. Thanks for the call, Gene. Wow. That is nuts. I mean, everybody's got to go.
Yeah. If anything, that's a lesson that truck drivers should just wear the adult diapers.
Oh, God. Let's go to the Skype lines. Dave. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, good evening, everybody.
What's going on?
Hey, a couple of callers back, I want to touch on. The guy was saying, like, you know, how the cops change through time, you know, like in this. I was born in the mid-50s. I seen the whole change happen, and it was when the drug war started.
Yeah, Nixon.
And then they kind of profiled real heavily, and then all of a sudden the drug war turned into this big money-making machine for the cops and the law, you know, taking people, you know, rushing into houses, shooting grandmas, and it turned into this Patriot Act war. Like now the cops are empowered with the Patriot Act that we're all considered terrorists and that they have to get militarized because they're living amongst the terrorists, you know, like, and now it seems what if they could shoot you like a dog on the street, you know?
Speaking of dogs, shooting dogs, they can do that whenever they want.
They do that all the time.
And somehow the post office has been dealing with dogs for hundreds of years without killing any of them.
From what I've been told, the SWAT teams are instructed to shoot the animals to try to invoke a reaction from the family that they're raiding.
Why would they want to invoke a reaction? Well, that certainly couldn't be policy written down.
So they could shoot them and there could be no witnesses.
Yeah, then you don't have to take it to trial.
Now, look, I'm not going to say that it's that wouldn't be the end result.
I'm not saying it's a written policy. I'm saying that's what I've heard that they've been told.
Dave, thanks so much for the call. Appreciate it. And let's go to Walter calling in from Lynchburg. Walter, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I appreciate y'all's good topic tonight. I've made me think a lot, and I was calling about the thinking about the cops that you were talking about, and I think a lot of things changed because of the family values, and that you know these days the cop pulls somebody over for speeding, and if they happen to have a warrant, they might shoot them, and it happens all the time, and I think that if we got back to if everybody would start getting back to the original family values and everything, then and condemning the people that do this, which doesn't seem to happen, that things, all of this would go away.
Which family value is going to fix this? I'm just trying to figure it out.
Well, you know, the fact is that I was raised in a Southern family that we were taught to respect the police and that you respect the grown-ups and parents, and you also respected other people. And the fact is, the kids today, you just don't hear it. And, you know, the ones that you see on the street, you know, they just don't have respect for any authority. And that just kind of goes on where they just kind of do. And, of course, a lot of them now are even armed. And that's kind of where the situation's gone bad. Because, you know, I don't know. I would never have ever. I mean, when we went on vacation, I just got back from vacation. But when we went on vacation when we were younger, we didn't even lock the house, and we were gone for 2 weeks.
Wow, that's a heck of a story. Thanks for the call, Walter. Appreciate that. There's no doubt in my mind that things are going to go better for you if you use your Sunday manners in dealing with the law. And you probably should lock your door when you go away on vacation. 855 453 Free Talk Live.
This is Mark Edge of Free Talk Live, and I've got something awesome to share with you. I've recently joined Liberty.me. It's an online city devoted to people who love liberty. Break free of the flame wars and bridge-dwelling denizens of Facebook. You deserve better. You deserve a friendly, ad-free social network where you can chat 24 hours a day with like-minded souls around the world. Attend live interactive classes with experts on economics, finance, politics, and money. Access a vast library of books and discuss them with your reading group. Better your life with exclusive self-help guides on investing, self-defense, homeschooling, security, healthcare, saving money, and starting a business. Become a libertarian luminary yourself and get paid in the process by publishing your works on Liberty.me. Get tipped via PayPal and Bitcoin.
The first step towards freedom is to invest in yourself. Start your free 30-day trial now at Liberty.me.
I love being a member of Liberty.me, and I think you will too. The first month is free. Sign up and say hello.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from the Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
450-FREE. Free Talk Live. You know, phone lines are full here, so I'm not going to give the telephone number. But, you know, the final segment, live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. Thanks very much. It's Mark with you.
And Daryl.
Ian is away at a birthday party, if you've been wondering where he is. And check out drewsdefense.org. It's hard to believe, but there's a man in, he's not in jail, he's out on bond, $1 million bond for running a message board. Is that right?
Allegedly.
Allegedly running a message board. It's amazing stuff. You want to hear the story, go to drewsdefense.org. Obviously, you don't use a apostrophe when writing on the interwebs. drewsdefense.org. Let's go to Paul, calling in from Keene. Paul, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Good evening, Mark and Daryl. I was calling in kind of in regard to the police thoughts, and I listened to your caller a few back, Greg, I believe it was, that was kind of saying the police have a lot on their minds. Back a couple of months ago on June 17th, about this time at night, around 10:20 at night, I was on my way to the airport to pick up my son. And I'm driving along, and I have my low beams on, but, I mean, I can see, going the speed limit and everything. Then I see a vehicle, you know, the outline of a vehicle beside the road. So I put my high beams on.
To take a look?
Sure it was. Yeah, make sure there wasn't an accident or help. You know, maybe somebody yep. instantly got...
I do it all the time. You know, you see something, you don't know what it is, you light it up.
Yeah, and was in the middle of the street, you know, vomiting or something, you know, so... So then I thought, oh, it's a police car sitting there without lights on, but I didn't see any movement or any other vehicles. So then as I get by the car, I put my low beams back on. I continued driving exactly as I had been. Boop, on go the blue lights. And I, what the heck, you know? And I say, as I'm on the way to
Did you feel served and protected?
No, I didn't. I was feeling like, what have I done? I'm under the speed limit. I'm not speeding. I'm not weaving. Or anything like that. And so he pulls me over, he comes up.
New Hampshire's the only place I know where it's okay to drive under the speed limit. Nobody thinks anything of it. I do it all the time now.
Yeah, and he's like, license and registration? And I'm like, sure. What am I being stopped for? License and registration? Sure. And can I get why I'm being stopped before I present my license and registration? I assume you must have a reason.
Reasonable and articulable suspicion.
Yeah. You put your high beams on as you were approaching me, and after you went by, you put them back on low. I said, yes, I had them on low, but I put them on high to make sure that somebody wasn't in the road or there wasn't an accident there because I could make out the shape of a vehicle. But I put them back on low. Like, that was fine. He says, well, that doesn't seem like a very smart driving procedure to me. I'm thinking, what the hell? Like, possibly I should have stopped and asked the state police department in Keene, New Hampshire, on how to control my lights as I drove to the airport. Like, I could see on low beams. I didn't need them on high. You know, I just put them on high to check out what was there. And so he detained me for 21 minutes and then let me go because I had been doing absolutely nothing wrong. And I asked him that when he finally came back, like, so tell me, what I did, was that illegal or no? I says, but I had my lights on, everything seemed fine. Yes. I says, because I'm on my way to get my kids, and I told you that. Now, you know, it's 21 minutes later. So, you know, then, at that point, because I'm 21 minutes later going to get my kids, the rest of the trip, I found myself speeding to compensate for this guy's, you know, let me show my authority.
You felt so late.
Then I ended up breaking the law the rest of the trip to the airport because of this cop stopping to show his authority.
And not to mention the fact that he created it's a disturbance on the side of the road, those flashing lights. I'm a volunteer firefighter, and I can tell you the two accidents I've seen, just when I'm directing traffic right there at the scene trying to get people around, they want to look at those flashing lights. They're interested in what's going on. Bang, they hit the car in front of them. I haven't seen anybody get hurt, but, you know, little fender benders, and it's distracting. Cops could die on the side of the road. It should be a really good reason for a police officer to pull somebody over on the side of the road. I'm not saying it doesn't need to be done. I'm just saying it ought to be a really good reason.
Yeah, that's what I feel. If I was speeding, sure, but I wasn't. If I was driving erratically or something, fine, but I wasn't. And he said that, and I questioned him. Like, so what was I doing wrong? Nothing.
Yep. Yeah, thanks for the call, Paul. Appreciate it. I think things need to change. Really, I don't even think speeding is a good enough reason to pull somebody over. A few miles an hour over the speed limit. Frankly, I think in many cases the speed limits are too low.
Yeah.
We should actually make the speed limit the maximum safe speed that somebody can travel that road on. Because I'm 100% certain that's just not true in most of most speed limit zones.
I've watched documentaries about roads and speeding, and the way the speed limit is supposed to be is the 85th percentile of the speed that people go on that road.
Hmm.
And they're not doing that. They find that, the average person drives 10 miles an hour over the posted speed limit.
The interstate's 70 miles an hour. Everybody's going 80, and it's the person, the dangerous person is the one who's going 65.
Yes.
Because they're causing the bottleneck. And police officers, they always cause everything to kind of, just seeing one of them causes everything to be messed up. Let's go to Robert in Bellows Falls. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, if you go to YouTube, you'll see there's a lot of videos of in there, police doing, a lot of things that they shouldn't be doing. But, my question is, is it me or is it like the police are trying to jumpstart like some kind of a revolution or something to, what I mean?
I don't think so. I really think that people see their worlds the way they see them, and that the majority of police officers feel like, you know, like they're put upon in many ways. Like, I feel like it's like they're out to get me. They don't understand what my job's like. I wear a bulletproof vest for a reason. You know, they've got this concept that they're in danger all the time. It's not even in the top 10 most dangerous jobs in America. And
commercial fishermen is the most dangerous.
Roofers, loggers, truck drivers, well, actually anybody sort of in the delivery. But these are dangerous jobs. Police officers, not as much. You certainly, you know, the police officers that have the most danger in their lives are the ones on TV. But I think that they don't see it that way. I think white America views what's going on in Ferguson completely different than black America.
There was actually a poll done by, I believe it was the Washington Post and ABC, that showed just that.
Yep.
That there is a giant divide,
and I'm not saying
between
black
how people are seeing things.
I'm not saying black America's right, and I'm not saying white America's right. I would imagine the truth is probably somewhere in the middle, but the only solution I've posited on here on Free Talk Live tonight is cameras, cameras, cameras. If we knew what happened in Ferguson, there wouldn't have been the riot. Robert?
I have to totally agree with that, but, I mean, to me it's getting to the point to where it's almost, you know, like you have to be on guard when you go out there. If you're going to go drive to the store or go pick up your child or something like that, because I mean, you're afraid that if you, you know, hit the white line, you're going to get pulled over, and then you know, then the insurance all starts, and you know, it's pretty scary out there.
Thanks for the call, Robert. You know, they've got swerving inside the lines. Have you ever heard of somebody getting pulled over for swerving inside the lines?
I've never heard of such a thing.
Yep, I've had people tell me that they've gotten pulled over for swerving inside the lines.
Were they dodging potholes? Because that seems to be a very valid reason.
I don't know, but I think that that's kind of it's kind of silly, right? Like you're touching a line or something like that.
Yeah.
It's time to get pulled over. First off, police officers listening, please stop pulling people over for swerving inside the line. I think that it should be a very good reason to pull somebody over because it's dangerous. It's dangerous for the police officer. It's dangerous for the people driving by. It's dangerous for the person in the car. We need a different customer service model around policing in this country.
Yeah. Another form of revenue generation in the very least.
Thanks so much. You can catch us out in the meantime at freetalklive.com or check us out on Facebook at facebook.freetalklive.com. It's been Mark
and Daryl.
Free Talk Live.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom. And with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
The Lumber Liquidators Fall Flooring Kickoff Sale is on with over 250 of the latest styles all on sale now. Get Black Forest Oak Laminate for a crazy 39 cents a square foot. Beautiful and durable bamboo for just $159. Classic prefinished gunstock oak hardwood for $149. All gorgeous Bellawood prefinished hardwood is on sale. Plus get special 24-month financing. Go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find the store nearest you. Hurry, this sale ends Tuesday the 2nd. The fall flooring season is here. Why aren't you?
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.